This is Tuesday's Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. Staying with our theme of here and there, we're going to use the setting of bedtime. Set awareness to your bedtime. What rituals or routines do you perform before sleep? The usual of setting an alarm, locking doors, brushing teeth. Do you go a step further and set out your clothes for tomorrow? Write in your journal to plan a review? Or do you flop into bed, already into PJ pants from earlier in the evening, snoring almost as soon as your head hits the pillow? Are you my tidy one? Organized or happy-go-lucky? Do you imagine yourself as having stayed up past your bedtime? I know at least one of you does not. And how do you feel? Your body, your mind, your emotions, how do you feel at this bedtime? Right now, in this space, choose one thing that you can add to that bedtime. One practical thing, and then do it this week. There. Now set your awareness to my bedtime. Is it the weekend or a weekday? We'll make this easy and use a typical Tuesday evening. Choosing to be a responsible adult instead of a void monster on League, I'll be going to bed at a practical time. My hair is pulled back in a cutesy cat hairband, so my face is washed, lotioned, and all the usual stuff. This is for appearance and health, but it's also part of the bedtime ritual for me. The smell of the face wash triggers bedtime feelings. The act of getting clean also helps me to wash away the day, letting myself close the day. I speak to the air as I walk from bathroom to bedroom, telling Alexa to turn off this light or turn on another. I know I could set it to a routine, but this appeals to my whimsy, and tonight the hall light is set to 20% pink. The bedroom has a light green glow, and Doggo follows me from bathroom to bedroom, quickly claims her spot, sighing like an overworked accountant as her head finds her pillow. In the interest of mundane, I'll skip describing the other bits of the room. This is about my bedtime, not about crates or kink. My sheets are warm. Cool sheets have their place, but not in the British autumn in an old stone house. Preheated. Perfect. The air smells like snow fairy from a tart burned earlier. My alarms are preset. Sunrise will be at 6:05 a.m. tomorrow, courtesy of a smart bulb. My day started with an orgasm. My day ends with a quick glance through my journal and I turn off the lights. I feel content. I allow myself an imaginative journey into my headspace to lull me off to sleep.